Das Chazor ist sich in der Schabach, ich schlage, und wenn wir Yehuda mitzegt, und jemand darf pay, hey. The Mishnah said, Mishnah Nafal of Mapoilis. Why does the Mishnah need to say, why does the Mishnah need to give so many examples of the situation being a questionable risk of Jewish life, something of Fashas? And for the more, the Mishnah means to say that even if all these doubts exist in a single case, we would override Shabbos to try and save the person. Mishnah said, Mitzahu Chai Mefakchin. It's obvious if that we continue to remove the rubble if we find them alive. The more it says, the Mishnah means to teach that even if it's apparent that the person will only live for a very short time, still we override Shabbos for that short time. Mishnah said, V'imeis Yanichuhu. Fact number, this is also obvious. And for the more, the Mishnah is teaching that even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish, who says that one may move a mace on Shabbos to save it from a burning fire, he would agree over here that the rubble may not be removed on for the sake of the mace on Shabbos. He allows the case of the fire because if you don't allow that, he's afraid that the relatives who are in turmoil from the distress over the loss of life may extinguish the fire. In the case of the rubble, there is no concern that they may do a malacha deraisa, and therefore we don't allow him to do it. A braisa says, the rubble should be removed up until the person's nose. If there's no sign of life there, there's no breathing, we should not remove more rubble. Others say that we should remove until the heart to check for a heartbeat. If we find that people higher in the rubble are dead, that doesn't mean that we should assume that the people on the bottom are dead as well. In fact, it once happened that the people on top were dead and the people on the bottom were still alive. Rav Papa said the machlekes is only where the person's heart is uncovered first. Meaning in that case, the others say that if there's no heartbeat, we don't continue clearing the rubble. However, if the nose is exposed first, then and there's no sign of breathing, all would agree that the rubble is not cleared any further. Zakhti Gemara Brisa brings a number of sources for the fact that trying to save a life overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel said the pasuk allows the killing of a thief if we're unsure whether he broke into a house with intent to steal or also with the intent to kill. So if the Torah allows one to kill, which is from the worst averus and causes the Shechinah to leave, so if the Torah allows one to kill the thief who is only questionably threatening one's life, surely saving a life will override Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva said the pasuk teaches that a kohen who has murdered is not taken to be killed if he's in the middle of doing the avodah. We learn from here that he's not taken to be killed, but if a kohen who has testimony that can possibly prevent someone from else being killed, we would make him stop the avodah to try and save that life. If possibly saving a life overrides the avodah, surely you'll override Shabbos, which itself is overridden by the avodah. Rabbi Elazar said, if mila, which only affects one limb, overrides Shabbos, then saving an entire life clearly overrides Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said the pasuk says ach es shebsai saitishmayu, which teaches that there's an exception to keeping Shabbos, which is what? Which is saving a life, even possibly saving a life on Shabbos. That is the exception to shmir Shabbos. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef said the pasuk says ki kodesh hi lochem, which teaches that Shabbos is given to us. We are not to be given over to Shabbos, meaning we don't have to give up our life for Shabbos. Rav Shimon ben Menasya said the pasuk says v'shamru bnei Yisrael to Shabbos. The Torah teaches that it's much better to override one Shabbos that will allow for the keeping of many future Shabbosos. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel said the pasuk says v'chai bohem, meaning that one is not supposed to die for the sake of a mitzvah. Rava said all of these sources can be refuted as being shown to only be dealing with an unquestionable saving of life. However, the reason of Shmuel, which is the Chai Bohem, that cannot be refuted. Zuck the Mishnah, the bringing of a Chatos and of an Oshem Vadai for an Averi that was definitely done, bring a kapara for the person, meaning if he's bringing the carbon, he has presumably done tshuva as well, and therefore the bringing of the carbon itself brings the full kapara. Death and Yom Kippur provide kapara along with tshuva. Tshuva alone provides kapara for lesser averus, whether an asay or a lois asay. Tshuva accomplishes that the punishment for the more severe averus are delayed until Yom Kippur comes, and then Yom Kippur comes, it provides a kapara for the avera. Zok the Mishnah, if someone says, I'll do an avera and then do tshuva, he is not given the opportunity to do tshuva. If someone says, I will do an aver and Yom Kippur will provide a kapara, Yom Kippur will not provide the kapara. So the Mishnah, Yom Kippur only provides a kapara for an aver between man and Hashem. However, bin Adam l'chaveroi, Yom Kippur does not provide a kapara until he has appeased his friend. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says this can be learned from the pasuk that says that on Yom Kippur the kapara is lifnei Hashem titaru. Only for averus between man and Hashem does Yom Kippur bring a kapara. Zok the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva says how lucky is Klal Yisrael? It's Hashem that provides us with our purity, and we see this from Sukkim. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say that only an Ashram Vadeh brings a kapara, not an Ashram Tali, which is brought to a certain Averis that were possibly done. However, the Pasuk says that an Ashram Tali brings kapara as well. And for the Gemara, an Ashram Vadeh brings a complete kapara. An Ashram Tali holds off punishment until it can be determined whether an Avera was certainly done. If it was, a Chatos will have to be brought at that time. Mark is another teretz, an Ashram Vadeh has no substitute which can bring the kapara that it provides. An Ashram Taloi does have a substitute. As the Mishnah says, if Yom Kippur passes before one brought an Ashram Taloi, he no longer needs to bring it. The Mishnah said, Misav Yom Kippur Mechapim Im Hatshuva. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to argue with Rebbe, who said that Yom Kippur brings the kapara for most affairs even without tshuva. And for the Gemara, Rebbe would agree that tshuva alone is not enough and needs Yom Kippur to bring the complete kapara. He only says that Yom Kippur by itself brings the full kapara as well. Our Mishnah is saying that tshuva needs Yom Kippur, which agrees with Rebbe.